In the spring of 2013, just 2 weeks after Mars One announced it would send crews to Mars, more than 78,000 people applied, including Scott Stoll. Through a complete medical exam, a 30-page essay, and a video, he lasted almost 2 years in the competition. The most recent round of questioning was last month with Dr. Norbert Kraft.
So tell me about the day when you decided to settle on Mars with no return to Earth, and why.
As long as I've been alive, I've loved sci-fi. My dad indoctrinated me into Star Trek, and I remember seeing this movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Stoll got the word on Friday he was eliminated, but the announcement was embargoed until today. He's no stranger to adventure, having biked around the world. What's next?
You know, I hope to find some new adventures and continue, you know, working with school children and trying to inspire them to live really big lives. And, you know, I've done a lot myself, and I hope maybe I can live a little bit vicariously by inspiring the younger generation at this point.
His family is not complaining that he's staying put. They even bet on the outcome, stuffing dollar bills into jars labeled Scott Stays and Scott Goes. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.